We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. You guys, Derek and Cody with you. And guys, before we get into this episode, just wanted to say that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. Make sure to go do that, guys. But guys, we got to talk about this video here because we just put out, I think it was yesterday, Cody, if I'm not mistaken, asking the question of, are the Colts going to actually do anything in free agency at this point? We kind of were wondering, like, maybe the Colts are just dead set on the team that they have. Maybe they bring Julian Blackman back. Who knows? But from all accounts, it sounds like the Indianapolis Colts really aren't doing much more to improve this team. Well, it was on the Colts website. Apparently, Chris Ballard was talking to some of our Colts journalists and whatnot, and they were asking him about the secondary and about the defensive backfield and what the Indianapolis Colts were going to do to try and address this situation. And the report was, in the defensive backfield, though, Ballard said there could be opportunities to do more through free agency in the coming weeks. Says, we know we need to add, and there's still some vets out there that we will definitely pay attention to, Ballard said, but there's still more work to be done. Said that he does like the young cornerbacks and believes that Juju Brents, Jalen Jones, Dallas Flowers, Nick Cross, and Daniel Scott all have upside. Said, no question, we got work to do in the secondary still, but I like our young guys. So, I mean, Cody, definitely not a, oh yeah, we're 100% going to make a lot of big moves here, but definitely a bigger step in the direction of trying to make some changes in that secondary versus what we were hearing yesterday about the Colts maybe not really doing anything else for the remainder of free agency.
Yeah, it definitely was encouraging that Chris Ballard, you know, to quote what you had said and what he had told, you know, the media, JJ Stankovitz of Colts.com, you know, definitely saying that we know that we need to add and there's still some vets out there that we definitely want to pay attention to. You know, that makes me wonder, okay, like the Colts aren't dead set on we're moving to the draft. So I definitely think that's a good thing. I mean, Derek, it would be so Chris Ballard like to add a veteran or two, you know, in that secondary in the month of April. It seems like that's kind of a thing that's a yearly occurrence for Indianapolis. So definitely would not be shocked if that is the case there. So that's definitely interesting. But we'll see, man, when it comes to the Colts and, you know, when it comes to some of their free agents and stuff like that, I guess we will see, you know, what happens with the Julian Blackman stuff as well. So one more thing, Derek, I want to add as well. This was according to James Boyd. I know we talk about Julian Blackman a lot. He said that Indy has been in contact with Julian Blackman. So definitely hopeful that they will get a deal done and hopefully he will become a remain in Indianapolis Colt. So that's definitely a great thing. But yeah, and I think that's what we've said, Derek, like the Colts know, and I think that's kind of where we anticipated, right? We know the Colts know that there needs to be moves done in the secondary. There's no question. Now, again, Derek, we've talked about it as well, right? We believe that, you know, the cornerback room, while, yeah, you might want to add a vet in there, we definitely feel a lot better about the corner room just because of these young guys than we do about the safety room. And so it does look like the Colts have been in talks with Julian Blackmon. They have been in contact with him. You know, they've obviously let him go out and test his market a little bit. But also that makes me think maybe they're not done. Even if they would bring back Julian Blackmon, they still have their eyes on a couple of those free safeties, some of those vets like a Justin Simmons or Quandre Diggs or a couple other guys that are still available as well. So, I mean, that is definitely a good thing that the Colts aren't. Now, that was a question we asked, right? Are the Colts potentially putting too much blind faith in some of these guys that frankly haven't earned it, right? That haven't earned the right to be a starter and have virtually no competition in there. And so I definitely think that's definitely a great thing. And honestly, Derek, although I would not mind a veteran addition at corner, if you just fill out free agency by adding, you know, whether it's, you know, adding Julian Blackmon into the mix, you know, bringing him back and adding another guy or going and signing an outside guy, I do think you still need to make two moves in the secondary when it comes to the safety room. If you do that and you don't address corner and you address it in the draft, I'm honestly okay with that. I would be all right with that. I would understand the reasoning behind that, but yeah, with safety, it's just a position that you undoubtedly you've got to improve. And at least the Colts are aware of that. So that's definitely good.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yep.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And like you said, with the cornerback room, you and I have always felt a little bit better about where that currently stands. And by the extension of these comments, I think that this probably means that the Colts are looking more towards the safety room rather than the corner room. Because like you said, I know he mentioned Daniel Scott in there, but he mainly made it a preface to mainly talk about the cornerbacks rather than extending on the praise of the safeties. I think that that tells a lot about what he actually thinks of it. No doubt that Juju is going to try to get better, and they have high praise for Jalen Jones and Dallas Flowers when he gets back. They have confidence in him. You know, so, I mean, as far as the cornerback room, feels like Ballard has a lot more confidence in that group. But as far as safeties go, you're right. We still don't have Julian Blackman back yet. Who knows if we will get him back. But even if you do, still feels like you need to kind of help with the safety room in that regard. Because, you know, even if you bring Julian Blackman back, you're still going to struggle with that free safety position. And the Colts are not going to use a high draft pick on a free safety at that spot. So it'll definitely be very interesting to see what the Indianapolis Colts do from here. Is there anyone in particular that you see them trying to bring in either from corner room or the safety room? Because like you said, they're talking about vets. You know, they mainly talked about the vets in that area. So is there a vet out there that you think the Colts are heavily favored to try to bring in right now?
My gut says Quandre Diggs, just because of the obvious like scheme similarities from Gus Bradley to Dan Quinn and all that stuff, you know, so that could be pretty much a very easy, you know, connection there and a very good scheme fit overall. I mean, Justin Simmons would definitely be a bigger splash, no question about it. But Derek, I mean, we've talked about it, right? I mean, you have the money. You could theoretically, depending on what Justin Simmons' market is. And again, this dude's still not signed. So, you know, what is that market really? And can you maybe, if, you know, come to maybe a less, you know, just because of how saturated the market was and all these teams that have pounced on these safeties, you could get him for maybe more of a reasonable deal than you maybe could have, you know, if the safety market was a little bit more sparse this year. So those are a couple guys. I know that there's been rumors about like a guy like Micah Hyde. Wouldn't mind that as well. And then with the corner room, obviously, you know, you talk about a guy like Akilah Witherspoon, who I know has kind of been, you know, a name that's been popular around here. But we're focusing more on safeties. Those are probably the three guys that I'm looking at. Obviously, Julian Blackman added in there as well. And I think any of those guys would be a welcome addition to this really extremely young and inexperienced safety room for the Indianapolis Colts. And I think they would just provide, from a leadership and experience standpoint, so much that you're looking for, you know, in those type of players. And I think, you know, obviously Quandre Diggs, you know, the resume, and Justin Simmons, those speak for themselves. Micah Hyde's been one of the better safeties in the NFL in his time. You know, all these guys on obviously on the wrong side of 30 at this point. But again, you know, some of these safeties, they can play into their mid-30s. So theoretically, you could sign one of these guys for a couple of years and, you know, kind of have that bridge type of guy, but he could still be a pretty high level starter for you for the next number of years. And so we'll see, Derek, how that goes when it comes to the Indianapolis Colts. But yeah, I definitely think if you're going any route via veterans, it's definitely got to be safety.
Absolutely, man. Well, that's going to do it for this one, guys. Did these recent comments from Chris Ballard have you feeling a little bit more optimistic that the Indianapolis Colts will maybe make a move or two in free agency, especially in the secondary, before the draft comes around? Let us know your thoughts. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And as always, guys, go Colts.